This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
GIFs. Yes, I said it with a hard G. And yes, the special kind of looped video media file seems to be growing in use and in functionality. One of the biggest GIF hosting websites in the world, Giphy, just announced a new browser tool this week for easy GIF creation called GIF Maker. Perfect time to talk to the company's CEO, Alex Chung. I started by asking him how to pronounce his company's name.
We say Giphy.
You say Giphy?
Hard G.
Hard G.
Yeah, Obama says hard G.
How do you guys make money?
We don't make any money. We just spend money. Why would you ever want to make money?
Good answer.
That's what venture capital is for. Joking about that, but we're going to make a ton of money. Like more money than you could possibly think. More money than, yeah.
Than God.
I don't know. God's pretty rich.
How are you going to make money?
So we have a couple different plans. So we have the biggest distribution of GIFs in the world right now. You know, we're in Facebook. We're in a bunch of different places. We'll probably be in most of the messaging apps in the world within the next year. We also have licensing deals with almost all the content producers and music labels. So we are, in that sense, content distribution media company. So first thing is same thing Google does. Google makes billions of dollars a quarter just doing sponsored ads. There's silly text links on the side of things that no one ever looks at or clicks on. Yeah. Imagine every one of those is a GIF. And then there we have like 1,000x to 10,000x click-through rates on GIFs versus text links. So anything Google did in the 90s, we're just going to follow that playbook. We're not really being too smart about it. But we can be profitable. We did the math tomorrow if we turned on the profit engine. That's kind
so
of
wait, why didn't you turn it on already?
Yeah, but
why didn't you turn it on this morning when you got up?
Because we still have money in the bank. From why make money when someone's going to give you money? No, seriously, we're waiting for... no one's really perfected the non-invasive advertising system. Like, mobile ads suck. And we all know that. We hate them. They're in the way. We have a pretty cool plan, actually, that we think is going to be awesome. I'll tell you about it. But
yeah,
lay it out.
World domination. I'm ready.
Totally. If you search for, let's say, the word hungry on Google, you'll get the Wikipedia definition for hungry, a bunch of blogs about famine, but no one's ever advertising on that. There's this whole range of human emotion and culture that there is no advertising built around, because how do you monetize around searches for hungry? We've seen this happen where someone will take, let's say they're hungry, they'll take a McDonald's GIF, they'll think it's awesome, they'll then use it to express that they're hungry to someone else and kind of pitch them that, hey, I'm hungry, look at this McDonald's GIF. Like, no one there, we don't take any revenue right now, so this is all happening organically. This is for McDonald's, this is the greatest thing ever. Someone has associated themselves with hungry and used it as an ad. It's this weird self-expressive advertising is kind of what we're calling it. It's like peer-to-peer advertising.
Mm.
It's what kids do with fashion. As soon as people realize that GIFs are kind of the fashion of the internet, it's what's trendy, what's cool, and I can use it to represent myself to my friends. That whole advertising system hasn't really been touched yet.
Alex Chung, CEO of the company Giphy. I made a GIF with him, by the way. You can find that and much, much more from that interview at marketplacetech.org.